Welcome to The Randy Report. I'm Randy Slavacek, your host. I'm also the writer and editor of therandyreport.com, where you can find me every single day on the internet reporting on the daily news cycle in terms of politics, pop culture, and entertainment news of interest to the LGBTQ community and its allies. In this week's headlines, President Biden signs the Respect for Marriage Act into law. Out WNBA player Brittany Griner is released from prison in Russia. The accused Club Q shooter has been charged with 305 counts, including first-degree murder. And former Major League Baseball pitcher TJ House comes out as gay as he announces his engagement. All that and more in this episode of The Randy Report. On Tuesday this week, President Joe Biden signed the Respect for Marriage Act into law at a signing ceremony that took place on the White House's South Lawn. Approximately 5,400 guests attended the ceremony, and the crowd was treated to performances by the DC Gay Men's Chorus, non-binary singer Sam Smith, and longtime LGBTQ ally Cyndi Lauper. Earlier this year, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas penned a concurring opinion as part of the decision that overturned Roe v. Wade, suggesting the Supreme Court should also reconsider the Obergefell ruling and other decisions that guaranteed the right to private, consensual sex and the ability of married couples to purchase and use contraception. And that kicked the Democrats into high gear. The new law doesn't force states to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples, but it does require federal and state governments to recognize same-sex and interracial marriages legally performed by other states. The ceremony on Tuesday took place 5 days after the Respect for Marriage Act passed in the U.S. House of Representatives, with all of the Democrats voting in favor, plus 39 Republicans. The bill passed in the U.S. Senate on November 29th by a bipartisan majority of 61-39. Here's just a portion of President Biden's remarks at the signing ceremony, courtesy of the White House.
Let us welcome the President of the United States, Joe Biden.
Hello, hello, hello! Today's a good day. A day America takes a vital step toward equality, toward liberty and justice, not just for some, but for everyone, everyone. Toward creating a nation where decency, dignity, and love are recognized, honored, and protected. Today, I sign the Respect for Marriage Act into law. Deciding whether to marry, who to marry, is one of the most profound decisions a person can make. And as I've said before, and some of you might remember, on a certain TV show 10 years ago. I got in trouble. Marriage, I mean this from the bottom of my heart, marriage is a simple proposition. Who do you love? And will you be loyal to that person you love? It's not more complicated than that. And the law recognizes that everyone should have the right to answer those questions for themselves without the government interference. Folks, racism, anti-Semitism, homophobia, transphobia, they're all connected. But the antidote to hate is love. This law and the love it defends strike a blow against hate in all its forms. And that's why this law matters to every single American, no matter who you are or who you love. Thank you to everyone on the hard-fought victory generations in the making. It's been a long road, but we got it done. We're going to continue the work ahead, I promise you. God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. And now, let me sign the Respect for Marriage Act into law.
During his remarks, Biden also reiterated calls for Congress to pass the Equality Act, which would add sexual orientation and gender identity to existing federal civil rights law and for an end to anti-LGBTQ violence in the wake of last month's massacre at Club Q in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and in the proliferation of anti-transgender bills across the country. Out WNBA star Brittany Griner has been released after 10 months in a Russian prison in a one-for-one prisoner swap for international arms dealer Victor Boot. The one-for-one exchange agreement negotiated with Moscow in recent weeks was given final approval by President Biden within just the last week, according to sources familiar with the deal. The swap took place in neutral territory in the United Arab Emirates. Notably, the Griner for Boot exchange left retired U.S. Marine Paul Whelan imprisoned in Russia. Whelan has been in Russian custody for nearly 4 years. He was convicted on espionage charges that the U.S. has called false. In announcing the news about Brittany Griner's release, President Biden made a point of saying, "We've not forgotten about Paul Whelan. We will never give up on securing his release." U.S. officials told reporters it became clear in talks with the Russians that the prospect of securing the release of both Griner and Whelan in exchange for Boot was a non-starter, with one official saying the U.S. had, quote, a choice between bringing home one particular American, Brittany Griner, or bringing home none, end quote. According to a White House spokesman, Biden and Griner's wife, Cheryl, spoke to Griner by phone from the Oval Office. Vice President Kamala Harris and Secretary of State Antony Blinken were also present. Anderson Lee Aldrich has been formally charged with 305 counts in relation to killing 5 people and injuring 18 more in the mass shooting at the LGBTQ bar Club Q in Colorado Springs, Colorado, on November 19th. The charges include hate crimes and murder. Interestingly, in court filings immediately after the shooting, Aldrich's lawyer referred to them with he-him pronouns. But by the Tuesday after the shooting, the lawyer said that Aldrich is non-binary and uses they-them pronouns and wants to be addressed as Mix Aldrich. The 22-year-old Aldrich appeared in court when District Attorney Michael Allen formally presented the state's charges. Allen didn't list all of the charges, but mentioned that they include many counts of bias-motivated crimes. District Attorney Allen added, "We're not going to tolerate actions against community members based on sexual identity. Members of that community have been harassed, intimidated, and abused for too long." He said that the number of charges shows how seriously the DA's office is taking the case. USA Today reports that Aldrich appeared to have recovered since their last court appearance in November, walking into the courtroom this time. After they allegedly opened fire at Club Q, Army veteran Richard Fierro grabbed them from behind and pulled them down. Fierro started beating Aldrich with their own gun, and Thomas James, another patron at Club Q, kicked Aldrich in the face over and over. Go, guys. While Aldrich has not yet publicly stated a motive in the crime, their neighbor said that they regularly used anti-gay slurs. Their grandfather is a MAGA Republican lawmaker who supported the January 6th insurrection, and Aldrich's father expressed anti-LGBTQ sentiment when he learned that his son allegedly killed 5 people. He told the news in San Diego, quote, "They started telling me about the incident, a shooting, and then I go on to find out it's a gay bar. I got scared. Shit, is he gay? And he's not gay, so I said, phew." He added, "My opinion about gays is it's not okay. I think we should stand up against homosexuality." The apple doesn't fall very far from the tree. former Major League Baseball player TJ House came out as gay by sharing the news of his engagement to his boyfriend in an emotional Facebook post. House, who pitched for the Cleveland Indians and Toronto Blue Jays between 2014 and 2017, expressed himself candidly, writing on Facebook, "I've struggled my entire life with being comfortable in my own skin. I have purposefully distanced myself from people for the sake of trying to protect myself. It's disheartening how one simple thing can change an individual's opinion of you in a matter of seconds. It's taken me years to wake up every morning and tell myself that you are loved for you, the one that's deep down inside that you've never truly let out." House shared that he felt like he could not be himself around people because of conversations he heard from others and in church. He shared, "It's hard listening to people talk about you without them knowing that the words they're saying are directed at you. I've been loved my whole life for what I did as a career, and it carried me for the longest time. Eventually, though, it's a bandage that covers a wound that needs fresh air to heal. You have to rip it off at some point if you truly want to get better. Shame has kept me quiet all these years, but love has finally set me free." House admits that while his professional baseball career was a whirlwind of living the dream, he knew there was an empty place in his life. He wrote, "Even with all the money, fancy cars, nice clothes, and a little tiny bit of fame, I would go home every night wishing I could change. Deep down, I wanted something more. I wanted to be loved not for what I did, but who I was." The 33-year-old Southpaw says it was the passage of the Respect for Marriage Act that inspired him to come forward about his engagement to fiancé Ryan Neitzel. Regarding the Respect for Marriage Act, House wrote, "It allows Ryan Neitzel and I to come together and create something beautiful. It gives me the confidence to get engaged to the person I love," he said yes, "and to marry them. I have a wonderful fiancé who challenges me daily to become a better person, to live life authentically, one who I never deserved but blessed to have. Love, you see, it's for everyone." He closed his post with a very simple statement saying, "Days like today are what helps me continue to grow into the person I've been all along when I've locked up for 20-plus years. Today, I am loved." According to LGBTQ sports website OutSports, House is only the third former Major League Baseball player to come out publicly. In 1982, Glenn Burke came out after playing for the LA Dodgers and the Oakland Athletics. 17 years later, Billy Beane came out in 1999 after playing for the Detroit Tigers, Los Angeles Dodgers, and San Diego Padres. Beane is now the league's senior vice president of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Speaking with OutSports, Beane said, "This is a great day for the league and for baseball." Congratulations to House and Neitzel on their engagement, and to House especially for sharing his authentic self with the world. If you follow me online at therandyreport.com, you know that every single day of December, I post a different Christmas song because I like Christmas music so much and I love that it uplifts us. And there's so many different styles and there's so many ballads and up-tempos. So I wanted to share one here. This is a new recording from award-winning out-recording artist Matt Zarley and his friend, violinist Andrea Witt, who teamed up for their take on "I'll Be Home for Christmas." In a message on the YouTube page featuring the Palm Springs-inspired music video, Matt writes, "My dear friend Andrea and I won't be going home for the holidays this year, so we decided to record a tune and make a little video together. This is for all those who won't be able to go home for the holidays this year. I hope you enjoy it. Happy holidays." Let's take a listen to "I'll Be Home for Christmas."
I'm dreaming tonight of a place I love even more than I usually do. And although I know it's a long road back, I promise you. mistletoe and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find you where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. Oh, I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams.
A reminder, I'll Be Home for Christmas by Matt Zarley and Andrea Witt is available now on all major download and streaming platforms. And that brings me to the end of this episode of The Randy Report. If you enjoy catching up on LGBTQ news in a quick podcast, I'd appreciate it if you would share it with your friends. I like to think of The Randy Report as the 60 minutes of gay news, only shorter. And remember, you can find me every single day on the internet at therandyreport.com, where I cover the daily news cycle regarding politics, pop culture, and entertainment news of interest to the LGBTQ community and its allies. Thanks for listening, folks. Take care of yourselves. Happy holidays. And I'll see you soon.